This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The highest rated man on cable speaks out. That would be Tucker Carlson. What did he have to say after being dumped by Fox News? How about another sad story of a neighbor shooting a neighbor because they didn't like the sounds that were coming out of a machine they were using to do their yard? I'll explain. Hopefully in your world, it is much, much calmer. I'm Kate Delaney. Thanks for joining us here on the show. We will go from A to Z, including your comments, when we hit the mailbag segment coming along in just a few. And then also some of the other odds and ends that are happening that I think are part of what's really making your world tick and probably mine, too, as well. That's what the show is about. What are we dealing with in this nation, both good and bad, because there's lots of things to celebrate, certainly, too, as well. Let's talk first about Tucker Carlson, because people are talking about this. There's no question about opinions abound about him being dropped from Fox and being the highest rated show on their network. Even Sean Hannity on that network found out on the air that Tucker Carlson was gone and said, wow, that's something, highest rated show. So he decided to break his silence, like I said, following that Fox News announcement, without mentioning his departure directly. He went on Twitter, because really, that's where people throw their thoughts out. He said, one of the first things you realize when you step outside the noise for a few days is how many genuinely nice people there are in this country, and decent people who really care about what's true. He added that the other thing you notice when you take a little time off is how unbelievably stupid most of the debates you see on television are. They're completely irrelevant. They mean nothing. In 5 years, we won't even remember that we have them. Trust me, as someone who's participated. Wow, how about that? I mean, he's saying that he's one of them. He's saying, I'm one of them, basically. So then he alleged that the major political parties in the United States and their donors collude to shut down discussions on undeniably big topics that will define our future. That's what he said. War, civil liberties, emerging science, demographic change, corporate power, and natural resources. And then he added, this moment is too inherently ridiculous to continue, so it won't. When honest people say what's true calmly and without embarrassment, they become powerful. At the same time, the liars who've been trying to silence them shrink and they become weaker. He has a lawyer, a famous lawyer, who is, by the way, also representing Don Lemon, who was dumped by CNN. We'll see where all of this ends up. No word, by the way, as to who will ultimately be the host in that important time slot, 8 o'clock Eastern. So I think, once again, this is a stay tuned to see legally what happens here. All right, speaking of things that are happening, you know, Americans overseas who are people who serve in all kinds of capacities, let's say State Department, diplomats of other sorts, in the Sudan, they've been really ordered, just get out of the Sudan. So Americans and other foreigners are struggling to get out of there. There's massive fighting. The U.S. has evacuated families and diplomats, but about 16,000 other American citizens, that many, are still there, cramming into crowded port terminals, getting onto buses, begging people for a ride to the airport, just trying to do anything to get to safety. So you've got so many people that are behind. I mean, when you say 16,000 American citizens in Sudan, but many of them dual nationals. So Britain, France, Germany, they all sent airplanes to the Sudan to help get people out. Just get them out. Do whatever is possible, because they realize just how awful this is. But there hasn't been any kind of a U.S. rescue initiative, at least so far. So you're hearing these harrowing stories of people trying to escape. For example, an American engineer said he was searching for 4 days for a ride after the tires of his car were shot out in an effort to leave the country with his 4 U.S. citizen siblings, including 2 sisters and his elderly British mother. So they've got missile fire around them, artillery exploding around them, and of course the girls that are with them are freaked out. This is one of the many stories that I found throughout the day. This was a good one as far as personalization of this is how bad it is in the Washington Post. The shooting is so heavy and all kinds of looting is happening. And I've seen some of the pictures, and boy, it is very scary. It is a fluid situation. So you definitely have U.S. citizens. You definitely have U.S.-affiliated businesses. You have non-governmental organizations and others that are there that are trying to do whatever they can to take whatever precautions possible, but they have to get out of the Sudan. It's gotten that bad. We've talked about the Sudan for years on this show. We used to do a thing called Goat for the Old Goats with Ellen Ratner, a pal of mine, who was trying to do whatever she could to shed light on how scary, awful, and outrageous the humanitarian situations were in the Sudan. And sure enough, there are many others that went in there to try to do similar things, try to help the people who had next to nothing. And like I say, now this is all rolling over in many, many, many different directions, and as many people as possible are trying to do whatever they can to figure out a way to get out, because the firing, the shooting, the shelling, the missiles, the things that I just described have really, really escalated, really, really escalated in a very, very big, big, big way. Meanwhile, closer to our shores, there's conversation, of course, about who are the donors behind Joe Biden, that he's getting the money pouring in just like Donald Trump is on the Republican side, because he just announced the other day that he absolutely officially is running again to be re-elected. There's a lot of conversation across the country about age of Trump, age especially of Biden, because he's the president. And then you've got Donald Trump, who's fighting off a series of lawsuits, including a big one in New York, where you've got a woman who is saying that Trump raped her, then shattered her reputation. She's a writer, and this happened 3 decades ago. Now, this isn't a criminal suit. This is a civil suit. But this is really taking over, I think, the court chatter, anyway, I'll call it, in New York. She says it happened when she was at Bergdorf Goodman, a high-end store in Manhattan in the mid-90s, and they were public figures, and they ran in similar circles. He was a real estate magnate, of course, as we know, and she was an advice columnist and cable news TV person who had a big show. So there's going to be more testimony in this, and it's just now a question of whether Donald Trump himself will show up in court or not with this civil suit that his lawyers are fending off. More to come. Odds and Ends next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
And ends, speaking of running out of time, wow, it's really hard to have patience for some of the sad stories that we've been hearing the last 2 weeks. The New York woman who went to the wrong address, was in a car, was fatally shot by the homeowner. The 6-year-old that had a ball that went in a neighbor's yard and the neighbor shot at the family. Ridiculous. And now we have the story that came out about the Illinois man who was using his leaf blower in his yard, who was fatally shot by his neighbor. So a 79-year-old man was charged with murdering his neighbor, just, you know, shot him in the head while he was doing yard work earlier in the month. Two counts of first-degree murder for that. And the poor neighbor... Terrible. This 59-year-old William Martis, unresponsive in Antioch, Illinois. This happened. It's about 60 miles or so outside of Chicago. Paramedics were called. They were doing life-saving measures, not working. They transported him to a local hospital. They just officially pronounced him deceased. And the autopsy clearly showed what happened. And then eventually the sheriff's detectives recovered a firearm that was likely used in this alleged murder near his property line, the neighbor's property line. And they arrested his neighbor for this crime. And you think, what is going on? I mean, how is this? I mean, look, leaf blowing, things that are annoyances, crazy. I mean, did they have grievances in the past? You would probably have to think that maybe there was something else there. Certainly not shooting your neighbor in the head. There's nothing that can defend that. But what a terrible, terrible thing to have happened here. And this you know, on the heels of some of the other things that I mentioned, the things that were happening. I think one of the worst is the 20-year-old woman who was shot by the 65-year-old after the car that she was in turned in the wrong driveway. They were looking for her friend's house in a really nice area in upstate New York. So it doesn't matter. Nice area, economically challenged area. There are some really crazy things that are happening. I know people are people. This happens, has happened in the past, but does it seem like it's happening more? That the temperature has just absolutely been turned up. Boy, it's time for calm. It's time for inner peace. It's time for something different to happen here, because people that are turning up dead should not be in these situations where something innocently happens and they're annihilated from the planet. And justice will play its course, but it does not bring the person back, the loved one, who was the victim in some of these crimes. Ugh, terrible. All right, this is interesting. The House passed the Republican debt ceiling bill. We're inching closer to people, believe it or not, I know, shocker, financial crisis. This is something that affects all of us, and we're starting to know more about this, but we have in the last couple of years for sure. But the House Republicans did do that bill thing. It would raise the debt ceiling, it would slash federal spending, and it would repeal Biden's programs to combat climate change and reduce student debt. And so we'll see. This might not go anywhere. But Speaker Kevin McCarthy got the narrow majority. 217-215. That was the vote. So it's interesting. Is this risky for Republicans or not? I mean, they've got the majority since we rolled into the new calendar year. And I think part of it was betting on the debt ceiling, right? On how much money the country can borrow to pay its bills. Is there any political leverage in all of this? So Congress has to pass a new law to raise or suspend the cap. And it could be a financial doomsday. But trying to get the policy concessions from Biden, I think that's going to be really, really, really tough, right? I mean, the White House press secretary said that the bill had no chance of becoming law, pointing to the president's position that the debt ceiling should be raised without conditions to prevent any harm to the U.S. economy. But Senate Democrats had their own thing going on, saying that in their refusal to consider such a measure that they weren't doing, that it was hostage-taking from the Republicans, and that, you know, we are dangerously close to defaulting. Okay, so what are we talking about there? The nation is roughly $31 trillion in debt. And, you know, it still took a lot of maneuvering to get the legislation to this point. But with no bipartisan resolution and no plans for McCarthy to meet Biden, the odds of this whole gridlock in Washington are pretty good. That's what I would say. Are we going to stumble into financial catastrophe? I mean, the circus is always in town, and it's really in town at the Capitol. So this is dangerous in the sense that if we think about this, so if we don't raise the debt ceiling, that means basically we're not paying our bills. That's what's happening. And it seems like, and it's ridiculous, it is, that we're constantly talking about this, right? Which, why is this happening? Why are these things falling flat? And why is this a deal where we're up against the wall, it seems like, every other year? So you can bet that anybody who's planning on student loan debts being erased, you know, it's not happening. Because there was like 10,000 could be erased from millions of borrowers, and I don't see that. I don't see that. I think that's going to be, that's all part of this. I don't see that happening. And And now you think of federal benefits, you think of Medicaid, you think of food stamps, you think of the possibility, there may be the possibility that some of those families will lose that. So technically, the U.S. reached the $31 trillion debt ceiling in January. So it was those extraordinary measures that prevented the country from defaulting. But the accounting moves were just temporary. It was just a temporary solution to buy some time for Congress to figure it out. So the X date is kind of unclear at this point. And, you know, the debt ceiling, it's a restriction Congress has put on how much money the federal government can borrow to pay the bills. You know, it's been in place since 1917. But the government usually spends more than it takes in. So raising the debt ceiling fairly frequently is the norm to pay for operations, to keep the government running. It's kind of like what people do with credit cards. So in June, a default could happen, or by September, but somewhere within those 4 months, you're going to see it if this is not lifted somehow. And it's, again, it's crazy that this is consistently something that happens over and over and over and over and over again. And it becomes, either for the Democrats or the Republicans, because it certainly has on both sides, it becomes just a political maneuver. And then it goes out there and scares people who clearly need Social Security checks, who clearly need some things to happen, and they're worried that this is going to go away and that these cuts are going to hurt them, because that's what they hear, like people on Medicaid. It's a health insurance program for people with low incomes. So it's scary. It's scary to think that we have some of the smartest people in this country, and we certainly have the means to figure this out, but yet it keeps on revolving over and over and over and over again, and it becomes what also takes over the business of what's happening in Washington, because it's all about deflection. All right, coming up, your thoughts, including a few about the debt ceiling, next when we go to the mailroom.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden, addressing the age-old question of his age, is insisting he's not too old to run for re-election. Biden, who's 80, said Americans can decide for themselves if they think his age is an issue.
One of the things that people are going to find out, they're going to see a race, and they're going to judge whether or not I have or don't have it.
He said he feels good and he's excited about the prospects of a second term. He's in. Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson formally announced he's running for the 2024 Republican nomination for president. Department. In his announcement in Bentonville today, Hutchinson said he's running so Republicans have an alternative to Donald Trump. The 11-year prison sentence for Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes is being delayed. Holmes appealed a lower court decision to deny her release earlier this month while she appeals her original fraud conviction. She was supposed to report to a minimum security facility near Houston Thursday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mel? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Let's dig in the mail bag.
I like to say this, but we didn't have to get a shovel out. A lot of people had a lot of things to say. A very full mailbag and a lot of new people popping in. You too, Ken, 24/7. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Here's one from Kim who says, wow, this whole thing with Tucker Carlson, my parents are big fans of Tucker's. Not so much me. I'm in my 20s, and I don't know that I believe everything he says. I think it's TV swirl, as you may say. But what it must be like to just be unceremoniously dumped after raising the ratings for a network and a profile, I think this all goes back to some of what I've read and what we've talked about in one of my current event classes, Kate, where I go to college, is where the misinformation versus the true information falls and what was happening at that network when it comes to the reporting of several stories. And, of course, being over a barrel with Dominion and having all these texts and some of them with some really raw language from Carlson and, of course, they can certainly switch and dump talk show hosts and anchors how they please, and they've done that in the past when there's been sexual harassment involved, like Bill O'Reilly or Roger Ailes, who used to run the network. You can tell I know a lot about Fox, again, because of my elderly parents who watch all the shows on the network. I don't know that he lands somewhere else, but I know he made a ton of money, so I'm sure that he and his family are fine. It's interesting. I like how you unpacked that for us and clarified about your parents and whatnot. I mean, he was the most watched primetime host. No doubt about it. The ratings just kept getting bigger and bigger. He had a core audience of people who followed him. It's just a weird, abrupt exit, I guess. But there were things that were uncovered during the discovery process of this Dominion lawsuit. So I think a lot of things came to light that, of course, were unknown. When you're talking about texts and conversations and what happened off the air, I think all of that may have played a role in it. And then just realizing, okay, we paid this fine. There's another lawsuit that's coming up. Do we just go out of this? We just get out of this at this point. I mean, I'd love to be a fly on the wall and hear what the father said to the son, and we're talking about the Murdochs, but we can speculate all we want. I think a lot of what we know probably rolled into some of those decisions. All right, then this one from Trent, who says, just insane that people are doing some of the things that they're doing. Why would people throw rocks at drivers and then eventually landing one to the point of killing somebody? They thought it was fun. Now they'll probably do serious jail time once it's all said and done. And I don't think that this is something that's uncommon, Kate. I know that we've heard other stories of people throwing large rocks from overpasses and hitting the windshields of cars. So just be alert, people, because who knows? You could maybe be, sadly, dealing with something like this in your future, depending on where you're driving and the timing of all of it. Well, hopefully not. Hopefully it's not that widespread. But yes, there have been other times that there have been stories, tragic stories, about somebody throwing big rocks off of different overpasses and hitting cars to the point where they careen off the road and then somebody in the car dies. This happened on April 19th. There were six basically motorists in the Denver area that were reporting rocks had been thrown at their cars. Two of the drivers had minor injuries. And then right before 11 o'clock, there was an 18-year-old. Not 18-year-old. She's 20 years old. She was driving at right before 11 o'clock, and she was on her way home from something. She was on this road, this Jefferson County, in Jefferson County, when all of a sudden a large rock went flying through her windshield. It hit her, and it killed her. A friend was on the phone with her and became concerned when the line dropped, tracked her phone to a field where she was found. So thank goodness they found her. And, I mean, the sheriff's office said mobile device forensics was what helped with the information from the public, helped lead to the arrest. Now, which one of the suspects had the rock that actually hit her? But they've arrested three in the rock throwing, and they are facing first-degree murder, extreme indifference. That's the charges that they're facing, and they're due in court on Thursday. So what a random, crazy, senseless, stupid thing to happen that these kids, because they're kids, they were high school seniors, 18 years old. And so they got taken into custody. They were cuffed, hauled off at their parents' homes. And now they're all facing first-degree murder charges. Really? I mean, was it worth it? Why would you do that? Why would you throw rocks off an overpass and saying that they were just indifferent to the whole thing? But it's not the first time that that's happened. We've had this happen before in highway overpasses. I remember there was one in Nashville years ago where there was concrete was thrown from a bridge and it crashed into the windshield of somebody who was driving to work. And then I know there was because I was in Texas at the time. I remember a couple of years ago, there was a mother of three who was killed when a large rock was thrown from a railroad overpass and crashed into the windshield of the car that she and her family were traveling in. And the woman was actually in the passenger seat, and she was hit and she died. I mean, just come on. Nobody should have to get that phone call. I mean, that's what's happened. So senseless, ridiculous, and they're gonna go through the whole prosecutorial judgment. You know, that's the process, the due process. But when the due process is done, they're gonna do some jail time because of what they were able to uncover at the scene. Just again, it's a terrible, terrible thing. All right. I talked about this the other night, and a couple of you actually reacted to it. I'm going to pick out this one. Sam said, oh, when you talked about Bed Bath & Beyond and getting those blue tickets in the mail, the direct marketing about how much you would get off over and over again. Over the years, I have no idea how many of them I threw out. I did go there occasionally. I remember at Christmas time shopping there, but I guess nobody's going to be shopping there. If you want to get your shower curtains or pillowcases or supplies, it's going to have to go somewhere else, or you're going to have to go somewhere else, because I think that's it, Kate, for Bed Bath & Beyond. They just cannot get, they just couldn't get the public to buy back into them. And it's kind of a shame, because I think some of what they sold may be pretty hard to find. Yeah, they've got 360 some stores left, and they're going to close up, right? Now, here's the thing. They're going to sell what they can in the stores, so at least for the final time, you'll probably be able to get some really good bargains. And there was it's weird because they had a loyal following. I mean, even they came up in pop culture references, and people would go in for something, whatever it was, you know, the as seen on TV crazy gadgets, from the infomercials, whether it was like a veggie and fruit slicer or whether it was a tub shroom shower drain hair catcher, whatever it was. But that helped draw people in, and they definitely had some loyal fans. And because of some mistakes, I think, that they made to try to make up money because they were feeling the pressure, it just completely collapsed. And it is like an odds and ends store. I mean, that's what I would call it. It had home goods and kitchen things and pet supplies and, I mean, you name it, from A to Z, it was there. It wasn't always just the obvious things that you would think would be in a store like Bed Bath & Beyond. But whatever the Beyond is in your future, it's not going to be there. Maybe temporarily, if you're lucky enough, swing through one because you might get one of those good deals. But otherwise, probably you're going to have to find, and well, most definitely you're going to have to find some other store to go to meet the weird, wacky needs of all the niche things that they carried there. Because I think that's what it is. You could go in and get curtains. You could go in and get all kinds of things like travel size shampoos and toothbrushes and just anything you could possibly think of. A lot of kitchen stuff. And that's it. So adios. If you had a coupon, you might still be able to use it in some stores. But hurry up. Hurry up. Hands up for heroes. Next.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Daylight come and me want go home. Work all night and I drink a rum.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot.
What an iconic song from Harry Belafonte, who we just lost the other day at the age of 96 years old. They're talking about all kinds of tributes that are going on around the country. And, of course, one of them was something that was held at Lincoln Center. And people said it was happened on Wednesday, that they did everything they could to get there because they remembered so much of what he did and what an incredible inspiration he was and how he tried to help so many people who weren't as fortunate. So he knew he was fortunate, and he was somebody who lent a lot of helping hands in his life to so many others. And you could say, well, when somebody is given wealth and they climb a ladder and then they get to that point, isn't that what they should do? But I don't think it was a should, and I don't think it ever is a should, because he wasn't looking for publicity. He did so many things that people had no idea about that now have come to light because of his death. And he's somebody who went back into Harlem and pulled people out of Harlem who were in tough situations and did what he could for children and certainly for the arts and certainly for civil rights and just, you know, he had a long, long list of what he did for the arts, for kids, and what he did to connect people. So his is a life well lived, and he popularized, as you heard there, calypso music with international audiences, certainly, especially in the 50s, because that's when he really kind of rose to prominence. I think in everything that I've read about him, certainly. All right, what about others who I like to call this hands up for heroes, because there are so many things that are happening. If you know somebody doing something extraordinary, reach out to me, k2katedelaneyradio.com. We want to hear some of those inspiring stories. And maybe not everybody needs to have their name out there and people need to know about them, but I think especially with some of what we're dealing with and talking about far too often on this show, in the sense of what I always say, it's what's happening in your backyard and mine. Boy, are we in the need of inspiration and hearing about who are people who are trying to change the world and, you know, make it a better place. Who are some of these people that it would be great to shine a light on? And boy, there are so many. You start to find them. I'm starting to really find a lot of people. For example, and certainly we've introduced you to some of these people, but the therapeutic power of animals and what they can do to help people who are struggling mentally, who are struggling with some kind of a disease, and what it takes to do that and what it takes to have those dogs go through the training. There's somebody that I saw recently. Her name's Carrie Broker, and she's got a dog rescue, Peace of Mind Dog Rescue. And in this case, when we're talking about animals, this is a place that cares for dogs that were left behind. So aging dog owners who are struggling to care for pets, she started this dog rescue and provided a lot of volunteer services that allowed them, families, to stay together or found other forever homes. So that takes a lot of work. I know because I was involved in a golden retriever rescue, and it takes a lot of work of connecting people and making that happen, but I think it's wonderful. It's like it's kind of like foster care in a way for dogs, you know, for animals. Then you have others, and there's a lot of different organizations that do this, but the people that go in and do the renovations that help people lift their houses up basically out of the ground, that help reconstruct them, that go in and do what they need to do and to make it safe. And a lot of times this has to do with seniors who don't reach out and who are in situations where their house is falling apart. And there is a great group of people. It's called Hope Renovations. And what's cool is this nonprofit trains women in North Carolina for great careers in construction. But they also do these free modifications that allow seniors to be safe in their homes. So that's a twofer, right? And the woman who started it, Nora Spencer, that was her brainchild to come up with. She came up with this. So the idea that you're helping people learn a skill, these women learn a skill that is needed, and getting them into a great or better position in the world job wise, and then also doing these modifications for these seniors who are stuck in these situations where, like I said, in many cases they don't know who to reach out to, or they're not reaching out to to anyone, and I think it's wonderful. And I'm going to give you another one, too. There's another one I found, and a guy named Aiden Riley, and he co-founded a thing called the Farm Link Project. And so what he did is he brought together young volunteers to do something about food waste and insecurity, so rescuing tons of excess produce from farms. And you might have heard of him, because I think he was so busy and it became so well known, I think, that there were other television networks and things that might have covered him. But and then distributing it to people who needed it across the country. So think about that. Stuff that was just going to, it was gone. And there are people that would love it, needed it, etc. And so what do? If you just go back even 2 years, they rescued nearly 77 million pounds of excess food, and they delivered it to the people who needed it. So you help the farmers, you help the environment, you help the people who are struggling to do something about how do I feed my family. And there are 40 million or more Americans who are food insecure. They just don't know where their next meal is going to come from. I mean, we're throwing, it's estimated, we throw away 100 billion pounds of food every year in the U.S. And think about going through the pandemic, how tough that was. There's so much, like I said, heading into this segment, there's so much that is happening. We're getting whiplashed with economic problems and what's happening with people who are getting flattened by the weather, or politically all the constant infighting and outside of the party fighting, and it's just like a boxing match. And every day I feel like we're in the middle of a Rock'em Sock'em tournament. You know, we when I was a kid, my brother and I had those things, and we would play them before school, right? And you know how they had that, those, they would punch at each other in this ring. And that's what I think we go through every day. It seems like we're getting jarred in a lot of different directions. So to hear these stories of what like a guy like Aiden Riley is doing, finding a farmer in California who had 13,000 eggs that could be donated. He just did the pickup and delivered it himself, and good for him. Again, hands up for those heroes, for sure. Be safe, be sane, be happy, people. This is the way.
Completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.